struggle, naked men and naked women together for the good of the community.
Mr. Magic.
Hey.
Just won't help me along.
Hey you. Hey you.
Mr. Magic.
Hey you.
Just won't make right what's wrong.
Tired old man and stiff old woman sitting in the middle of the wood pile. Can they start new generation? Sitting in the middle of the wood pile. Two rotten corpses, two rotten corpses. Such a happy wood pile, such a happy wood pile. Red sail on the sunset, red ink on the red paper, red clothes on red skins, tomatoes, cherries, raw meat. There's just three things I can eat. Tomatoes, cherries, raw meat. There's only one way to dress in the street. Red hair on my red, red boots on my feet. Red, 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 red. How I love the color red.
Mr. Magic.
Hey.
Just won't help me along.
Hey you. Hey you.
Mr. Magic.
Hey you.
Just won't make right what's wrong. Mr. Magic.
Hey.
Just won't help me along.
Hey you. Hey you.
Mr. Magic.
Hey you.
Just won't make right what's wrong.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home in the crowd, it keeps coming anyhow. Don't decoy your voice, don't make me avoid the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it.
Now we talk about sex on the radio and video shows. Many will know that anything goes. Take a needle, press pause, turn radio on. Will that stop us? I doubt it. Alright then, come on and spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things at the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. To try make any man's eyes pop, fellas drool like fools, but then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit, cause her body was a woman.
No love, just sex. Follow Max with a check and a note that last night. That last night was dope. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Welcome to Having Sex with Megan
and Jordan
and Celine
on 102.7 CILU,
the radio,
and recorded online. You can go to luradio.ca/listen and either click on the band if you're listening on a Sunday or a Wednesday because it's playing live, or you can click on podcast and listen to any of our previous shows. So many options.
Love that for us.
Mm-hmm. How are we today, ladies?
That's my job, sorry. How is everyone on this day? How are we feeling? What's up? What's happening?
We're feeling great, okay?
Yeah. We're fun and funky.
Oh, yeah.
Thriving and fresh.
Love that.
It's happening for us.
Mm-hmm. Fun and funky.
Oh, yeah.
And also fresh. Love that, Megan. Yes.
We have a lot going on. Okay, stunning. That's gorgeous.
Can you break down each of those words?
Yeah, fun, funky, fresh. What did you say?
Fun, funky, fresh, thriving.
Thriving. Okay. Are you 30 and flirty and thriving?
No.
Oh.
I hope never to be.
I mean, well, I always thought it might be fun.
It looks great in that movie.
What's her name?
Jennifer Garner, or the character?
Yeah, Jennifer Garner.
Plays, what's her name even? Marnie.
Marnie, are you sure?
I'm pretty sure it's Marnie.
I can't remember that. That's impressive. Go off.
Why do I remember that?
It was your idol? I'm not sure.
That was my dream. I too was an awkward teenager with braces who had only one friend.
Okay.
And was like, let me become that mogul of magazine entertainment.
Yeah, that was a very important, what is it called? 13 Going on 30? That was a very important movie to my childhood, I feel.
I read a tweet the other day that said, everyone who was 13 when that movie came out is turning 30 next year.
And I was like, that's hurtful. Horror. That's not nice. I don't appreciate
that. Is that real?
Yeah.
No, the math.
No. Isn't that bizarre? 18 years ago that movie came out? That doesn't... No. Not 18.
Megan with the quick math. I was like, no, I'm using right. my fingers. No, I'm 17. Like, 17,
pardon me. 17 years.
My soul has left my body. 18 years ago that movie came out?
Yeah. There's no way.
I am disgusted.
There's no way. No, there's no way. That can't be real.
I'm already spiraling and we're like, what, 2 seconds in? So this is going to be good.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to look up when that movie came out right now because I can't deal with that knowledge of that being 18
okay, wait,
years ago.
Okay, wait, 17 years ago, pardon me, because it was 13.
That doesn't make 30. It better, Megan.
17 years ago from 2019 is 2002. Actually, that, yeah, that could be a thing.
Good.
I thought it was definitely more recent than that, but I could be wrong.
Me too, yeah.
It came out in 2004.
Okay, so not next year. That's 2 years. 3 years still from with now. The fingers. That's 3 years from now. No, 3 years from now. Still, that's very close.
Wait, what's 3 years from now?
In Girl. 3 years. In 3 years, everyone...
My brain is literally shut off with the numbers. I'm like, I
The math can't. Is too much. The math is too much.
I can't.
In like 3 years, everyone who's 13 when the movie came out in 2004 will be 30.
Okay.
Painful. Okay. Very painful.
We're just going to go with, you know what, sure.
Sure. I don't know why I care. It's just, I just care.
No, I mean, like, I'll care. Take it. I'll trust it.
Thanks. That's appreciate fair. It.
I have a question, but I'm...
Still stunned?
I'm sweating now. I'm so out sorry. Of, like, nervousness.
I'm that so blew my sorry. Mind. I'm so sorry.
Okay, sorry. So I have a question.
Okay, what is it?
To pose to the people, to the room, mm-hmm. to the internet, to the ground, to the earth, to the mother.
Okay, wow. It's a big question.
Yeah, I know. What is the sexiest houseplant?
Ooh.
Wow.
This is tricky because you could go for, like, shape, you could go for color, you could go for the fact that having a house plant means you can take care of things, which is very attractive in a partner,
right?
The
right,
air is yes. purified by the plant, so like it probably smells okay.
Yeah, I would never thought to go for shape. That's really, and usually like I'm a shapely, staring, you know, like a lover of aesthetics, so I can't believe yeah. that wasn't my first thought.
I'm here for you. I'm here to help.
Here's the thing, yeah. I don't really know a lot of plant names.
Okay. You can describe them, and that's also leafy. Fine. Leafy?
Literally, like, are we me, talking like... Like,
are we talking like a leaf that's like very delicate, or are we talking like a thick rubbery leaf?
I actually don't have an answer yet. Hold on.
That's okay.
You know what? I really appreciate a cactus.
I like a cactus,
like
too.
A little... What are those? The tiny ones?
A succulent?
Yeah. The like the little... Well, you know when they're so little, itty-bitty?
Little cactuses mm-hmm, are very
with, like,
cute.
Like a tiny flower. Adorable. Mm,
the sweetest.
Yeah.
I love a little air plant that's like hanging. I'm like, oh, you're artsy. Right. You turned it into art. It's not just a plant.
Right. I love one of those.
Yeah.
And also they... what is it called? Prop?
Yeah.
Is that
they
a word?
Propagate.
Yes,
yep, you're
yes,
right.
Mm-hmm. Me with the words. Wait. Propagate very quickly, so then yeah. you could like give some to a friend.
Yeah, like yeah. spider plants will like yes. just put off shoots, and then you can just take one, and that's a new spider plant. And you can be like, here, friend, have a spider plant, and if they plant it, it will grow more.
Okay, we have a spider plant in my bathroom, I think.
Ooh. Yeah, you do.
Great.
I've been in your bathroom, and I know that it's a spider plant. That is
good,
correct.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. That's a cool thing about succulents, too. If you're ever like, I need more succulents. You just break apart the one you have, and now you have 100.
Oh, my
God! I've done that, and now I have way too many. Because I was like, oh, this one's dying. Let me peel it apart. And now I have 30 teeny tiny succulents.
Wow.
That are about the size of a thumbnail.
That's gorgeous.
They're really cute. They're really cute. Plant but mom. They need a lot of attention. They're cool. like, can I have some water, please, Mom? And I'm like, yes. Here's some water.
Yeah, plants need water. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm, again, important. Going back to the thing of this person obviously is able to care for something else because plants.
Right. And so, like, thinking about that, I was like, okay, a bonsai. But then I'm ooh. Like, ooh, that's kind of fussy, so.
That's a lot of attention. Yeah. That's, like, almost an obsession, because mm-hmm. you have to be, like, on it.
A bit too much.
Yeah.
You have to, like, barber a bonsai.
Like yeah. daily.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, I think you have to do something interesting with the soil. I don't know what it is. I've never cared for a bonsai, but it's an intense process. It's they like need like a life. Precise balance. Like you probably have to change the humidity in your house for a bonsai.
No,
I wouldn't
no,
be shocked
you.
Because they're a very prissy plant.
I am a very prissy plant. I need the humidity.
Makes
to be
sense,
at a certain
doesn't
level
it? Suddenly
well.
You're like, am I a bonsai?
I think I might be.
Beautiful.
You know what? When I was younger, mm-hmm. I had a Venus flytrap.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to say that that's the sexiest houseplant because it was adorable. It was so tiny. I thought it was supposed to be big. They were very little.
They're so small.
And they literally ate the flies.
Yeah, so yeah. Helpful.
Mm-hmm. It was nice.
Practical. A practical plant.
It was fun to watch, too. I was like, wow, nature taking place in my home.
Wow.
So kind of it.
Yes. So kind of it.
So kind of that plant to take care of the bugs.
All right. Well, I'm going to take us to a song, and then we'll come back and dive right into some topics.
Yeah.
We're running with the shadows of the night. So baby, take my hand. It'll be all right. Surrender all your dreams to me tonight. They'll come true. It's a cold world when you keep it all to yourself. I said you can't hide on the inside all the pain you've ever felt. Ransom my heart.
You were just listening to Pat Benatar with Shadows of the Night.
Wow.
Yeah.
A bit spooky. Love that.
Yeah, I love it. It's like a real, it's powerful. It's one of those powerful 80s tunes. I don't know if it's actually from the 80s. I think it is.
Pat Benatar is usually the 80s. You're pretty safe with that. It might be the
70s. Like late 70s. Mm. I want to say 78. That's a full guess.
Interesting.
But it just has like real good power synth vibes.
Okay. I love a synth. Mm.
Which would, I think, bring us into our first topic. Beauty.
Yes, absolutely.
I was like, numbers again?
Sorry. I just didn't have a segue. So here we are.
I love that. Mm. Amazing. Beauty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We perform it.
We do. Well, hold on. Let's back up for the people. So we learn to look at people and be like, you're hot and you're not.
Yeah.
That's what society tells us to do, right?
Yes.
And then through your life, you maybe like get to a point where you're like, really, like, everyone's fine on the inside, and like all of these outward like
indicators of apparent beauty
are kind of nonsense. And like, sure, there are some things that indicate, you know, like A plus B does equal C on occasion, but like for the most part, you're just like, hey, nice people are nice, and like beauty shines from within.
Yes.
Right?
Love that.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yes. Like, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, yes. That's very true.
But then there's also, you realize that like we do perform beauty sometimes to benefit us, or for other reasons. Like, sometimes it's literally your job to perform beauty. But like performing it, when I say that, what I mean is like we put on a bunch of things that society, whatever culture you're in, because like obviously the standards are different all around the world. Mm-hmm. So like whatever culture you're in, you put on whatever, almost like costume, I would say, to like fit close as you can to these ideals set up by the systems we have.
Absolutely.
That's fair?
Yes, because you get treated better the more you conform to them.
Thank you, Celine. Thank you.
It was so beautiful. Yeah, but you get treated differently depending on how closely you conform to the standards of beauty wherever you are. So we try to perform beauty because we find that we're treated better by other people or differently in a way that maybe we prefer when we are performing beauty in a certain way.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I would say that even when I am more dressed, you know, to the standards that people are living for, then I get treated a lot better.
Yeah.
People in stores or bartenders, servers.
Yeah.
When I look cute, I get treated cute.
No, absolutely. I mean, like, just coming from the perspective of being a server, like, I definitely made more in tips based on the way I looked than I did anything else. Like, I found that truly tipping was, like, for the most part, arbitrary. Like, people tipped on very arbitrary reasons. But it just seemed that the more, like, by the end of it, the more flamboyantly I dressed, that was what made me money.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. Like, it was, like, the more, like, if you could take, like, what you think of, like, a stereotypical gay man and then just, like, amp that up even higher.
Right.
Like, that was what was making me money, is performing, like, a character for these people almost.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting, because I would say that when I'm dressed as a queer lady, I am not getting
it's interesting because it's almost like as long as you are performing for men, it's you're good. But if you're performing for queer women or some other group, or you're performing like casual, that's not for other people, it's for you to be comfortable,
right?
It's not perceived as well, it's not perceived as something enjoyable, and therefore it doesn't have as much value. Like, if you're wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt, people are like, I don't really enjoy looking at that, so you don't get treated as nice. It's like, but I'm so comfortable, why don't you like this, why don't you like that I'm comfortable? It's like, oh, because it's not for me to look at visually. I don't like looking at it.
Right.
Comfort is not key.
Comfort is not the one when you're trying to be out in the world, I guess.
I was going
to
say snatch a man, I guess.
Get treated well by service industry workers. Yeah.
Snatch that coin.
Yeah.
I was going to say, too, that I think that maybe, I don't even know if I think this. I'm just considering that, like, the other thing of us getting treated differently based on how allegedly queer we dress.
Yeah.
That we, it could also come down to like a little bit demographics. You know what I mean? Like demographics of the places that we work.
Yes.
Demographics
of absolutely.
The city that we're in, that sort of thing.
Very much.
Okay, so true. Never even considered.
Yeah.
And then also I'm thinking too in terms of like I can't speak for the experience of a queer woman's, but this is me spitballing out loud, really.
Sure.
So with men, when a man is wearing clothing that we ascribe to women, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
okay.
I'm thinking like crop top, short shorts.
Right.
Is often what I would wear to work. And like this
jewelry.
Is clothing, jewelry.
Yes.
Just glittery and skin.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, skin.
Yes. So I find that this is something that we often associate with women. So when a man is wearing it, your kind of immediate assumption is like, that's a flamboyant gay man.
Yes.
Whereas we live in a sort of situation where when a woman is wearing clothing that we ascribe to men,
yes,
then it's not as like immediately you don't go, that's a queer woman,
yes,
as often as you would for a man the other way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a bit like...
like, she could just be frumpy
or
ugly.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, literally.
Or, like, a tomboy. Like, people love to be like, that's just a tomboy.
They're just like,
whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's just a tomboy.
Yeah.
That's just a, you know, a frumpy lady or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is, like, not kind.
Yeah, that's,
That is not what
I personally believe, however.
I think it might, in part, be because it's, like, of course you would want to dress like a man. Those are the most powerful people.
Of course.
You know what? Like, no, that's what's available for a lot of people, and that's, like, it's kind of like dressing in power. It doesn't really empower you because people think, like you said, that you're frumpy or that you're a tomboy. Mm-hmm. But it's like, oh, that makes sense that you would want to dress like a man. Men are in power. Whereas when a man is dressed in women's clothes, it's like, why would you disempower yourself like that? You obviously must be a minority who is disempowered already.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because why would you choose to disempower yourself like that?
True. I do often tell people that I dress like that because it gets so hot in the bar. That,
which is
like,
true.
It is legit the only way I can stay.
Absolutely.
Like an appropriate temperature.
Yeah.
But also showing off all that skin does make me more money.
Yeah.
So I am performing that for them for the sake of trying to make a buck.
Right.
Right.
And it's definitely like, I would argue too, a product of the time we're living in. Like, I don't know if 10 years ago you would have made as much money.
No, I probably would have got shot.
Yeah. You know, like now it's like very trendy to be gay or perform queerness.
It is very trendy.
Yeah. Like for straight people to even perform queerness.
Oh, yes.
So
oh, yes.
As a queer person performing queerness, it's like, wow, what a novelty. Mm-hmm. How like it's almost like kind of like being an exhibit, like being at a freak show. People are like, oh, I never get to see this in my day-to-day life because I'm straight and all I know is straight people who dress in their corrective gender ways.
Yes.
Let me experience this interesting different
like
way of dressing.
Zoo.
Yeah, like the zoo. And then they tip you. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of interesting.
It's interesting to, like, I get that, I see that, I understand that, and that's real.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that I know that's not healthy, and, like, it's
oh,
not
yeah.
good.
No, not at all.
But it's interesting to, like, still walk the line of it and be like, I am taking advantage of that. Because
yes.
I want your money.
Yes.
Because you're treating me like a zoo animal.
Yes.
Right, but I feel like I do that also as a woman. Because I'm like, oh, objectify me and also give me your coin. Thank
yes.
you. Love
yes.
that.
Yes, do buy me a drink because I look like this.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting to walk that line of like, I know that what you're doing is wrong. The things you're doing with your eyes and your brain are wrong. But I am going to try to benefit off of them.
Yeah.
So.
But I think I'm just like posing the question to the universe of like, is it wrong of us to also then... You know, is it wrong of us to benefit from it? Does it
Absolutely
perpetuate
not. I don't think so.
The situation?
I don't think it's wrong to benefit from
I
it.
No, I need money.
I mean, same.
Yes.
But I'm wondering if me, like, accepting this monetary gift from these people for, like, because I performed queerness for them.
Yes.
And then
let
they
them experience
enjoyed
it
and
it
threw money at me.
Yeah.
And I took that money. Does that perpetuate this, like, I'm still the zoo animal?
Right, but I think that in so many other areas in your life where you are performing queerness, you're not being paid for your time and your labor. So
absolutely
I think that it's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
And
also, like, what's
coin.
The alternative? Like, you...
Right.
I pay
to
them?
Straight?
What?
Yeah. Like, you slap their hand away and say, like, did you look at me because I was queer? Or did you look at me because I was your server? What was the eye contact about? Describe to me your feelings about my outfit. If they were pure, then I will take your money. If not, get out of the spa, don't ever come back.
Right.
Like, it's just so much more work for you to have to dissect the thought process that I don't think is fair because it's their fault. And if they're going to pay you for the way they treat you and you're okay with that, I think the ultimate thing is, like, if you're like, I feel icky about this, not cool. If you're like, I like the money and it's okay that it's happening like this, then I think you don't have a duty to... dissect that and go deeper into that and spend a lot of time on it.
Okay, good.
Yes,
because that's
Megan.
Yeah,
we love that
because it just doesn't seem fair. Also, like, you're performing a queerness that you're very comfortable with. You're not like, let me be a different kind of queer person that is not me.
Yes.
For this, you're very much still performing as yourself, so I don't think it's like cheating. I don't know. It's not like you using queerness as a tool or being like,
right,
you know, I'm like you're like, performing a queerness you would do anyway.
I was gonna say I'm not like culturally appropriating my
yeah
queerness.
Exactly, right, right. You can't appropriate your own queerness. It's just sweet. That would be such a
Ooh. What would that even look like?
I don't think you can appropriate your own thing. I don't know if it's possible.
That hurts my mind.
See, like, because when I think of culturally appropriating queerness, I think of straight girls who use, like, lingo from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah. Right.
That's my instant thought of, like, appropriating queerness. Uh-huh. And it makes it unsafe for queer people to be out in the world because it's like you hear the lingo and you're like, maybe that's safe. And then it turns out it's not.
It's not
so you've exposed yourself. You are now Boo Boo the Fool.
Yeah.
And now what? Aww. Like, I don't know what's going to happen because you're not safe.
And then her boyfriend hits you.
And then her boyfriend hits you. And that's not, that ain't it.
Literally me trying to dissect which girl is straight and which is not. And I'm like, but you're speaking as though you would be interested, but you
It's quite the honey
not.
Trap. It really is.
It's, you know what? And okay, so this kind of goes even back to like performing beauty and just kind of performing as a whole, I would say. Like performing different...
identity, I would say.
Identities,
even.
Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the way that we speak, using that as like a judgment marker of like... literally who's safe to talk to.
Yes.
Because you're like, this may be, this is a bit controversial, but like this might be a scary straight person and I need to literally stay away from them because
for real.
I don't know their life.
I don't
know. Okay. You don't think it's controversial, but the listeners
well,
might
it could
like,
be
like, why do you gotta stay away from straight people?
It's both scary and it's like, maybe I'm gonna have to do a lot of labor in this conversation because this is...
and I'm tired. Yeah. And I want to.
Well, no, like you choose the conversations you have with people. You choose who you talk to based on how much energy you have to have whatever conversation it is. If you're like, let me go talk to my friend, whoever, who always wants to talk about social justice and it's always exhausting because we have to dissect the whole world and you're like, I just don't have the energy for that today.
Me hanging out with you guys.
But you know, and then like if you're talking to a straight person, you're like, oh, I'm probably gonna have to dissect a lot of things, a lot of problematic things maybe that they're saying or like things that they're gonna ask me about because they know that I am a queer person. Mm-hmm. So like through these markers of like the way people speak and the way they dress, you can kind of determine what work you're going to have to do in the conversation. But when people are appropriating the language and the dress, you can't do that anymore. So suddenly you're in a conversation with someone who's like very ignorant and you're like, I know you're not a bad person, but now I have to explain this to you because you're literally invalidating my identity. And I'm unsafe if I try to like, just leave, like I can't just leave the conversation because I was raised.
I was raised right.
By parents who won't let me be rude, even though my life is at stake.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true and valid.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Well, we do have to go to a quick break, but then we'll be back. See you in a hot minute.
Bye.
CILU is sponsored in part by the Students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Left. I'm still fixing all the cracks. Lost a couple of pieces when I carried it home. I'm afraid of all I am. My mind feels like a foreign land. Silence ringing inside my head. Please carry me home. I've spent all of the love I saved. We were always a losing game.
still I carry it on, carry it on, carry on.
And we're back.
Hello.
On 102.7, the radio.
CILU.
Yes, you were just listening to Arcade by Duncan Lawrence. It was the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest in Tel Aviv, Israel, 2019, I believe.
Yes. Wow, so new. Mm-hmm.
He was representing the Netherlands.
Mm. Nice. Mm-hmm. The Netherlands is a cool place.
A gorgeous tune.
Yes, very nice, very soothe.
Yes. So.
Okay.
Beauty.
Beauty.
We're back.
We're talking about it.
We're pretty.
Oh.
We're here.
Okay, sure. I'll take it.
Yes.
Yeah, why not? I mean, like, everyone's pretty, aren't we?
I agree. Everyone has their... That's a thing, too. People talk about, like...
Celine's face looked like she didn't agree.
She didn't agree.
No. Well, you know... I mean, I just... Some people aren't pretty because they're just terrible people.
It reflects in your face. That's very true.
And like, girl, I'm not here for you. So maybe fix on the inside and then focus on the outside.
I agree. That's big.
Yeah. I would say just focus on the inside. Don't even, like, I don't even want you to commit any time to the outside. Mm. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Focus all of it on the inside.
Right. Yeah.
If you're a bad person.
Just, for sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. Like, if you have the spare time to... You know,
make the spare time.
Whatever. No. I mean, if you're like, I have the spare time to like do my outward appearance, then whatever.
Oh, okay.
Right.
You have the spare time to work on your inner self, though. You have it. I'm telling you now that you have it.
Yeah, you're a burden if you're not. No, okay. If you're not if you're not trying to improve yourself on the inside, it's a burden to everyone around you because they're trying to like. Interact with you and have good experiences, and you're likely bringing negative energy and just not good things to the conversation. Think of others. I don't know.
Fully. I would say you've stopped growing. And like, we should never stop growing and learning, but like, you definitely have if you're not like looking in.
Yes. You know? If you're not reflecting, you've stopped growing, you've stopped changing, you've stopped evolving. And that's not how it has to be in this world. You have to be constantly evolving.
And I think it's also a lot easier for people to focus on the outside because it's like instant gratification when people think you're pretty.
Yes.
But it takes a long time sometimes for you to like truly suss out a person's like intentions and inner beauty, if you will.
True.
So that's like more of a long, like slow, you know.
Yeah, nice it's feeling. A long game. That's true.
Mm-hmm. To talk a little bit about beauty and the concept of like the male gaze.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you give me, like, when I say the male gaze, what do you immediately, how would you define it?
The male gaze is, it's a thing from, it originates from feminist theory and film theory, so it's not necessarily, intended for real world use. It was invented as a, like, way of looking at film and seeing the way the camera, portrays women. Versus men, and how they are always the objects of gaze, and men are always
the viewer.
The viewer. Men are always the viewer. Men are always looking at women, and women are always being looked at. They are never the viewpoint from which you are perceiving. They are always the perceived.
Right. That's the feminist film theory.
That's the theory of the original paper.
Right.
It extends, though, when you talk about the way that women, and it also extends to queer people, I would argue, experience the world. They are always objects of gaze as opposed to gazers. They are, our perspective is not the one that is being forefronted. It is always right. the male opinion, the male perspective, what men find attractive, what men enjoy, that is being forefronted mm-hmm. in pretty much every industry.
Right. So it, in other words, we can kind of say that it basically is an extension of our patriarchal society.
Absolutely.
Right? So it's mm-hmm. the viewpoint of men being the mainstream viewpoint.
Being catered to.
Yes.
Always.
Okay, gorgeous.
Oh. Yes.
Not gorgeous, but...
Right.
That's a good your simple definition that makes sense so that the people understand.
Yes, yes.
I think so, yes.
Okay, so within that realm then, performing beauty while we exist within a society that loves the male gaze so much.
Yeah.
What do you think, how do you reconcile, what are your thoughts on going about your day-to-day life kind of deep down knowing that I'm so sorry,
it's but all like for,
everything is,
yeah.
yeah, everything is for men and yeah. we've done it all for men. And like I'm saying it about myself too,
no,
and
absolutely.
That like
yeah.
I dressed this way because I thought I looked cute for me, but it turns out at the end of the day, I was actually trying to like grab a man, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
yeah.
Or I was trying to look nice so that people would take me seriously because this is the way that men have decided that people who get taken seriously look.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Oof. A lot.
Yeah. It's, every time I think right. about like putting something on, it's hard to like reconcile, like, what am I wearing this for? Why?
Yes.
Like, I was thinking about growing my hair out earlier this week. I was like, I think I want to grow my hair out. And I was like, why do I want to do that? Long hair is so hard to manage.
Yeah.
It's messy. It blows around in the wind and hurts. But you know what? Looks real feminine.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, it gets knotted. It gets, like, if you try to put it up in a ponytail, you rip a bunch of it out.
Oh, my.
If people lay on it.
Yeah. You can get it stuck in things, like in your armpits if it's long enough, and then you pull your own Ooh. Hair. Long hair is a hassle, but it looks so feminine and so pretty.
Right.
And that's the ideal. So I'm like, what's that about? I immediately was like, okay, that's canceled. Actually, I'm going to shave my head. Never mind.
See, no, I'm feeling the same way because yeah. I, too, was like, I want to grow my hair out so it's long and luscious.
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to put it up in a high pony. Because yeah. I feel like there's nothing more powerful than a high pony.
That was me, too. I was like, I just can't put my hair up really cute anymore and I don't like it. But then I was like, but why do I want to look cute?
Yeah. No, I get that. I'm...
It's hard to reconcile because it's like, what's for me?
Yeah.
Is anything for me? I think at a certain point you have to almost let it go a little bit. Like, be aware of it. Never don't be aware of it. Never be like, I'm just going to ignore that and pretend it doesn't exist. Be aware. But at a certain point, you have to just accept that you like something, whether it be long hair, wearing dresses, wearing makeup, and let yourself enjoy it a bit because... Otherwise, it's just very dark, I think, to try and live in a world where I'm always resisting any kind of gaze because it's always going to be the male gaze. It's always going to be there. Even if you are dressing in antithesis to mm-hmm. what the male gaze wants from you, you're still reacting to it.
Yeah. And I think that's a good point that you brought up was that even if you resist it so heavily, like you're still putting that much energy into what
exactly.
men think, whether or not you're adhering to what you think that they want.
Exactly. So it's just like you have to dress and act for you at the end of the day,
right.
whether you are performing for or against the male gaze.
Right.
At a certain point, you just have to kind of accept yourself and mm-hmm. be like, okay, this is what makes me feel good, even if I'm not, whatever, politically acting in the correct way via my dress.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. It's yeah. a hard, it's a heavy concept to think about because it literally affects everything you do, everywhere you are, mm-hmm. and all that you are because mm-hmm. you were raised from birth in the yeah. system and you can't get out of it because it's everywhere, it's everything.
And also just like, how else would you trap a person? Like realistically, how are you going to trap a person
how
if you're
are
not
you
performing
gonna, How
beauty?
Are you going to get that money?
It's yeah. true.
Yeah.
I mean, no, wrong. I fully, like, I feel that.
Yeah.
I fully do. Yeah, I guess that people would, like, argue that, like, well, your personality should
That's a lie.
I don't have a good personality.
Well, like, as you said before, like, it's easy to see someone is attractive and then want to talk to them. It's harder to talk to someone and then find them attractive. It takes longer. And people are impatient. It's a fast world right now. So if you can hook them on a look and then slowly build up an attraction to your personality.
I get you first with my fashion.
Yes, with my looks. And then I get you with the justice.
With the justice.
I honestly think that it's working against me in my personal life. Because, like, men see me and they're like, oh, yes, a lady. And then and then I truly come at them with a lot of anger, a lot of politics. And they're like, oh, this isn't what I signed up for. I saw your miniskirt and thought that this was something different.
Yeah. So that's real.
Maybe I should do the opposite of what I'm doing. I'm not sure.
To be honest, though, I feel like that's... that's the way it's turning, I think, for a lot of women, is it's like, I'm angry. I'm not just going to sit here and be like, smile at you and like not talk anymore. Mm-hmm. I like having a voice and I'm going to use it. And if you don't like it, get with the times kind of thing. Like, there are a lot of educated, strong, empowered women now. And I don't think it's a like, let's regress because we got to get a man. It's like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah. And I really like that you brought that up, actually, Slim, because I feel like... when I, going back to at work, wearing like very small clothing and like showing off whatever, I feel like I get the kind of same experience of like people start talking to me expecting me to be kind of like vapid and shallow.
Yes.
Because we kind of, we like ascribe this like, I guess, promiscuous form of dress, if you will, with like being uneducated and like not having opinions. And then as soon as they start talking to me and I'm like responding back with just like snappy, quick, like, big words and stuff, they're like very uncomfortable with what they've gotten into, not expecting someone who looks like this to also have a brain.
That's that's very much a thing too, where it's like, yeah, you get treated poorly for being ugly, being perceived as something that is not beautiful, but people who are exceptionally attractive are seen as judgy because they are performing well.
Right.
It's like, you're performing better than I am because I don't feel like I look the best of anyone in this room. I think you're the most attractive person in this room. You must be judging me as harshly as I'm judging me.
Right.
You're mean.
Yes.
Right.
Based on the way you look, based on nothing you said, nothing you did, other than the fact that you exist. Because we're also insecure, because we're never going to reach perfect status.
Right. Because it's impossible. Course. And like everyone, the most gorgeous person in the room will have all the same.
Exactly. Insecurities.
That's the word. Insecurities is the person who considers himself the ugliest, right?
Exactly.
But yeah, I think that's really fair, because often you hear, when people are considered good looking, we also label them intimidating.
Absolutely. A lot of the time.
Scary to talk to, kind of thing. When a lot of that is based on like, you know, like genetic things that they can't control. They just got like lucky with whatever.
A jawline shape, a skin tone, an eye color.
All of that, whatever.
Cheekbone.
And then they, a cheekbone, yes. And then like, you know, maybe they happen to be like good with makeup and learned how to accentuate whatever other part. Mm-hmm. Or like they are really good at like dressing to accentuate whatever else makes them look whatever type of way.
Yeah.
La, 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 all of that. So it's all really just, it's all so fake.
Yeah. It is. Absolutely. Yeah. Oof. It's hard.
Sorry, I got bummed about it again for a second.
I know. It's so, like, frustrating.
But yeah, you know, live for yourself. Do it, do you.
Well, like, we were talking earlier about Sia.
Yeah.
And, like, because we were talking about not performing for the male gaze.
Right.
She's kind of literally refusing to perform by wearing those wigs that completely cover her face.
Mm-hmm.
Which is part of, when she talks about it, it's part of an insecurity about, what does she have? She has something that makes her eyes very puffy.
I can't remember.
It's some kind of thyroid problem.
Is it Graves' disease?
I think it might be. Not 100%. I can't confirm. But basically, she thinks she has puffy eyes. So she wears these wigs because she doesn't feel attractive. But she's also making it only about the music, because no one can criticize her face because they can't see it.
Okay.
She also refuses, like, when she's performing on stage, she stands there and sings and someone else dances around. Like, she's refusing to perform pop star. She's not doing pop star things. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting to see someone actively refuse to perform as a pop star, but be a pop star. Like, you can't refuse that she has star power, has star presence when she's on that stage singing, and the talent, but she's not doing it. She's not dancing around on stage. She doesn't have a million backup dancers.
And also iconic because who said she had to be a good dancer?
Exactly.
Right? Like, she's good at one thing. Can that be it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Who said she has to do, like, wild makeup all the time? Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because that image of the wig covering the face and the bow
is an image.
Now. Is an image and is iconic for her, yeah, and her alone. Mm-hmm. But it's not an image of hotness the way we have perceived it before, an image, mm-hmm, of attractiveness.
Yeah, it definitely like circumvents the whole.
It does, because you don't look scenario at that and think like, ah, yes, Sia, a beautiful woman. You think Sia, an incredible voice, Sia, a performer.
Yeah, I think it really takes you to artist.
It does, way, absolutely.
Before anything else, which is like props to her and her team. Whoever thought of that is absolutely genius.
Yeah, because it's working.
I'm going to do that.
I don't think I could do that.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking now, like, I must get a lot of like validation from people thinking I'm cute. I'm spiraling here, but it's fine.
Okay, keep going.
No, talk go ahead. About. You're allowed.
But like, I'm just thinking, like,
it's a hard.
What if thing. One day I somehow achieve my academic dreams?
Yeah.
But somebody thinks I'm ugly. Like, what then? But truly, what then?
Well,
will I have as much happiness as if somebody were to like renown me for my beauty and my brains?
She's beauty and she's grace.
Right. Like, will you get as much validation?
Yeah.
Like, if you were like, no one was attracted to you, but you were the smartest person on earth, would you, yeah, feel as much validation?
Yes, as if I
That's
had
an
both.
Interesting question.
Okay, this conversation is going to get gross for a hot moment.
Okay,
yeah, yeah,
sure.
Do you ever find yourself in the situation of someone comes up to you and says, like, someone comes up to you trying to hit on you,
right,
and they're like, oh my God, you're so gorgeous, mm-hmm, and that's the conversation?
Oh, yeah, it's yucky.
And it's, okay, it's gross.
Yeah.
You're standing there and you're kind of like, okay, you know what I look like. I do own a mirror. I was happy with myself when, mm-hmm, I left the house today.
Yeah.
And all you've come to me with is, you're so good looking.
Right, yeah.
So, and you don't get value from that. Like, you don't find the validation in
okay,
that.
Okay, thank you, yes.
Right?
I feel,
yes,
better now.
Yeah.
I would say that, no, you would find,
yeah,
full validation, okay, in, like, your achievements being recognized.
Oh, thank goodness.
Well, and it's like, that's not something you can really affect. Like,
yeah,
to a degree, obviously, you, like, you groom and you
if
wear
someone
things
comes
to
in
accentuate.
And is, like, the wing on your eyeliner is,
yeah,
stunning.
Right.
I'd be like, thank you for
or
noticing
like,
how long it took me.
This outfit you put together, incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Because I chose those things.
Mm-hmm.
I did those things.
Mm-hmm.
I made this happen.
Mm-hmm.
The way my face looks, I really didn't do much to and I can't do anything about.
Mm-hmm.
So you complimenting me on it and that's all you have to say is very, like, thanks.
What else?
I'll tell my mom about,
right,
the genetics that she didn't do anything about. It just happened.
Yeah.
It's not like, precisely, it's not really a compliment almost because it's not for you. You didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do appreciate when somebody says, you know, you look cute. I'm like, thanks. But also I'm a kind person and also I'm funny sometimes. I'm like, I read books. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
like, what about that?
Yeah. What about my intelligence? Talk,
yeah,
about that. Yeah.
Oh, it's a trap.
It is.
Yeah. Yes, it is a trap. Sorry.
It's hard.
I think that, like, we live in a world where we put so much on aesthetics and we put so much on... Sorry, I'm having like 7 thoughts at once. Actually,
okay,
cancel what I was saying.
Canceled. Canceled.
Makeup.
Yeah.
Right.
Ooh, let's talk about makeup.
I was reading...
Yeah.
It blew my mind. So it was a beauty tutorial and it was like the minimum amount of... makeup that needed for a day.
Oh.
Yes, good. Gosh. Okay, so your reactions are already what I wanted.
Oof.
But basically, they went through a list of about 20 products for a lazy day makeup look.
It's called zero. It's called nothing. Yeah. It's called a bottle of water that you drink, the end.
It's called I got out of bed. That's,
yeah,
my lazy day.
That flew into my head as
That's
we were talking.
Lot.
And I was,
yeah,
just thinking of how much we put, like, women specifically through,
yeah,
this the turmoil of, like, the way you are is not good enough.
Absolutely.
So, like, it's weird that we're, like, complimenting your bare face is not, like, thank you for nothing. Thank you for,
right,
saying, not actually giving me a compliment.
Yeah.
And then when I've applied all, like, you know, 3 pounds of makeup, 22 products, whatever.
Yeah.
Then complimenting that, it's like, I did put in a lot of work to look this way.
Yeah.
But now you're only talking to me because I look completely right. different. Because
right. this isn't what I look like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be, like, almost a very dysphoric feeling.
Absolutely.
To wear a caked face like that all the time and have people compliment your face.
Mm-hmm.
And to be like, this isn't what I look yeah. like. I did do this. Like, I did actively do this and it did take skill. But you think I just look like this.
Right. And also...
So what are you going to do when you find out I don't? Like,
makeup
is, that all
is a wild thing because it's like, yes, you want to express yourself and
it's feel... It's like paint. Yeah, it's like art. Yeah.
And feel your best and, you know, show off a little glitter.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't look like this.
Yes.
And I do this thing where if I'm going on a date, I refuse to wear makeup. Like...
Like
out
that.
Of protest because
yeah,
like,
good. That's
yes.
good for you.
Because like, well, I'm first of all, I'm never ever getting accused of catfishing you. That whole thing where it's like take
I
a girl swimming.
That.
I can't.
That's,
I can't.
Well, first of all, that's like a horrid. That's I just hate that whole. I don't know. I guess call it a culture. I hate that
yeah.
culture.
I don't really. Well, and like the thing is too, like you're going on a date with someone based literally on only the way
yes.
their face looks. You didn't even, like, that's
it? But that's
it?
What dating is, I swear to
yeah.
you. Yeah. Yeah. You know what?
It's just
I think
so
a lot
hurtful.
Of people...
I'm like, you just really don't care about any person.
Yeah.
Why would anyone ever date you again if all you care about
yeah.
is people's faces and
See,
that's it?
I think that people don't know that they're going on a date and they think they're just hooking up. Like,
yeah.
I think that
oh,
that's
okay.
the miscommunication is that a lot of people would be like, you know, oh, well, you're supposed to look a certain way. Like, no, we're trying to get to know each other. Like, I don't
yeah.
need to look a certain way for you to get to know me. If
yeah.
we're, like, if this is a one-and-done situation, then sure, like, we can each put on whatever costume for the night. But,
yeah, yeah.
But, like, make that clear.
Yeah.
You know?
Conversate.
That brings me
Have
to
a
another...
communication.
another thing.
Yeah.
When people... Okay, people are so afraid of asking, what are we? Or what are
oh,
we doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Girl, just tell me. Like, it's gonna be chill no matter what. I just want to know what it
casual,
is.
It's casual, then, yeah, we can figure that out. If
yeah.
you're like, I thought we were in a committed relationship and we were gonna buy a house. That's a conversation we
right.
can also
have.
It is have.
Day one. We don't need to buy a house.
Yeah, like...
But that's the problem yeah. is that as soon as you ask a question, you're assumed that you want, like, monogamy and a committed
yeah.
relationship and marriage and a picket frickin' fence. And
yeah.
What makes you think that I am interested in you? You
Absolutely
know what I
not.
Mean?
Yeah.
Like, and that's
yeah.
the thing is that you're like,
I just
yeah,
want clarity.
I just want the clarity. And then people are like, you're clingy. No.
No.
I actually want
to
yeah. leave.
Yes.
And I think the thing about that, too, is, like, that extends to, like, sexual experiences, too, that are definitely not strings attached. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
like, we both know this isn't that. But then, like, during sex, someone will be like, let's just do it. And it's like, what? Do what?
To what is the
do? What do you mean it? And they're like, oh, like, we'll just feel it out. No, no.
No,
tell
no,
me
no,
what
no,
you
no.
want, and
yeah.
we can figure that out.
Yeah.
Let's have a okay. conversation. Let's, what, like, we can't just do it. That's not how it works.
Yeah, fully.
It just, I can't. The last person that I was sort of, you know, spending time with
yeah.
literally kept referring to what we were doing as our relationship. And I fully was like, okay, in the way that we are relating to each other, sure. But, like, if you mean it in any other sort of the word, I'm going to need, like, a map because I clearly got lost.
No,
like,
fully.
I'm clearly fully confused.
Yeah, that's
what
a lot.
Doing?
Yeah.
What? And I can't be like, what are we? Because...
Then immediately you're
that.
Clingy. Oh, it's so frustrating, the double standard.
Yeah. Ooh. I had a guy who, I literally, our relationship consisted of me going to his house at,
mm-hmm.
like, between the hours of, like, 12 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and 2 a.m.
Right.
So, like,
time.
Yeah.
Colloquially known as a booty call.
That's exactly
right.
what it was.
Yes.
Like, we weren't friends. Like, we weren't, like, talking.
We hang
I was
out.
There for a specific thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We didn't, like, go for coffee. We didn't go for lunch. We didn't go for dinner. There were no meals.
I was providing a service and I was leaving.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And... eventually, like, at one point he goes, you know, you're real boyfriend material. And I was like, I don't think you know what a boyfriend is, because that's not
yeah.
what's going
how
on
how do you
here.
Know
like,
we've done one thing together
yeah and
yeah.
I was like, if you wanted okay like if you were trying to get a boyfriend out of
mm-hmm.
this
yeah.
I would have liked to know that in advance
mm-hmm.
because I wouldn't have only come over here at midnight
right
and hung out with you for 2 hours, you know what I mean, like
yeah.
we would have gotten to know each other, we would have done some actual talking
yeah
like,
but that's the problem, I think, is that he's or people in general are putting value on sex, the end.
Yes.
Like, if you're providing a great service, people are like, yes, my husband. I'm sorry, no, I need more than that. Like,
yeah.
I'm a fully formed human being. Mm-hmm. Like, are you, sis? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not to say that, like, I didn't enjoy the hooking up. Like, absolutely, that's
mm-hmm.
fine. Get
yeah.
it wherever. Like,
yeah.
communicate and be down. But the thing is that, like, what I thought I was communicating, he was not picking up on.
Right.
So
yeah.
every time that I was like, this is just... sex. Yeah. And then for him, somewhere that got lost.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So yeah. Maybe it was on me, but I should have communicated more clearly. But also, I would say that he should have communicated as well a bit more clearly if he thought it was going somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
What a mess.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Communication. No, communication is like key in every instance, because I feel like that's where a lot of problems stem from. Where people are like, yeah, it just like didn't happen. Like, whatever. We were trying to have sex and it didn't happen. It was weird. Well, did you talk about what you wanted to do? No, we were just like fumbling around and like nothing really happened. I'm like, well, maybe if you had like said what you wanted, you wouldn't have fumbled so hard. You would have like done the thing you wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, I thought we were dating and he thought we were hooking up and like it was a whole mess. I'm like, did you ever talk about whether you were dating or hooking up? Well, no, but I thought he would figure it out eventually because I lived in his house. I'm like, that's not.
Yes. No, that's actually real. Like, people actually do that.
You can't expect people to read your mind. There are no universal signals for we are dating. It's not like if we go to dinner and I'm wearing blank, we're dating. Nobody can interpret that. Right. It's only you. You're the only one who thinks that. So just be vocal.